440 and 220, you're going to need a triplex, so you're going to need one of them if you don't have it, but you probably got one laying around somewhere.
Sold it. I sold it. I'm going to have to get another one. Or a coax switch.
I like the idea of monitoring all three bands as I do here every day. I like that. I like doing that better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you can still hear, you know, even if I have it switched to the 220 radio. Well, I don't know, actually, with a coax switch, if I would hear anything. Probably not. That's the cheapest way to do it, though. But I'm not a big monitoring guy. I usually go somewhere. Oh, I don't know if I told you, but that truck driver that we worked the other day, Mark, I worked him on 40 meters yesterday from the house.
Yeah, very good. I remember you guys talking about that yesterday. W4ITG. I remember I had his call sign all messed up yesterday. He sounds like a nice guy. I know I worked him before in the morning here. I know you spoke to him before on your way into work.
I spoke to him a couple of times. I met him a couple of times at the plant. He delivered product there. And, yeah, he's a nice guy. Real nice guy. He's got a nice setup, too. He sounded pretty good with that Kenwood and that screwdriver antenna.
Tell you one thing, he had some audio coming out of that radio.
Yes, he did. That's the one that I have at the house that I was talking to you on 955 on this morning. The Kenwood TMD 710.
Well, Kenwood, like you said a long time ago, they've been into audio for a long time. You know, even in their stereo systems, all kinds of stuff. So they should have it down pat by now.
A lot of red lights in front of me. I can't tell if they're moving or not. Coming down Route 46 over here. Hopefully they're moving. Well, I tell you, traffic now, you know, the difference, yeah, they're moving. The difference in traffic from when I leave to today, unbelievable. It's like rush hour out here.
Just leaving some room in case Don wants to jump back in. I see a difference now that I'm going to Debbie's house at 4 o'clock during the week instead of 3 o'clock like I was before. I can just see the little bit of difference in traffic on Schuyler Avenue here.
Yeah, I guess this is more of the time that a lot of people get up and get ready for work and hit the road. You know, when I'm leaving, but some people are just going to bed. My brother-in-law heard us talking the other day when I was coming to your place. He had the radio left on in his bedroom. He said, all of a sudden I hear your voice. I go, what the hell's he doing? I said, that's my, you know, that's my commute. You know, that's my friends that I talk to on the radio. I said, look at you. You're not even a ham and you got the radio on in the bedroom? I'm shocked his wife let him do that.
I had the HT on when I went down the basement this morning and Debbie came out of the bathroom and she goes, oh no, even at breakfast?
So far I haven't gotten bold enough to do that, bring the HT in the bedroom and keep it on. I don't think my wife would put up with that.
I tell you, I'm looking on eBay. I don't know if they're higher or whatever, but this Comet CFX 324B triplexer for 2 meter, 220 and 70. Boy, they got another $80.
I would buy one used. Those things, there's no, you know, there's really not much that can go wrong with them unless it takes a lightning strike. So buying a used one, even if it's beat up on the outside, is fine. That's what I would do. Look for a used one. What the hell did I want to ask you? Oh yeah, keep your eyes open and see if anybody comes up with a microphone that'll work on the TYT. I tell you, I hate this microphone. Mostly, I think, because the cord is so freaking stiff. I'm thinking of putting, Vaseline or something on it to soften it up a little bit. It'd be nice if we could find a microphone that works on those radios and still sounds good and has a little bit softer, more pliable cord on it. It really is stiff as hell.
My old one is loosened up a little bit, the one I got in the car, but you're right, this new one here, my God, it's, I left it hang down with the heat on. I tried to stretch it a little bit. I tried everything with this microphone cord so far.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck we could do to make it softer, but, I don't know how easy it would be to change, you know, to another cord like the one that you bought to redo it. Now, did you say that you looked on the inside? Well, obviously you had the mic open. Does it look tough to change it?
It wouldn't be tough on the new ones because it's got the plug-in inside. You know, you take the mic apart and you can unplug the mic cord from the board. But what you would have to do is take that plug off the end and leave enough pigtail, and you would have to solder the wires and do the right colors and put some shrink tubing around each wire, real tiny shrink wrap. It would be a little bit of a chore, but the new mic can be done. The old mic, I told you, they got glue over the solder connectors after they soldered them. It's impossible to put a new cord in the old mic.
Yeah, maybe what we should do is look for another microphone for this radio, you know, the same mic. And that way we can experiment on that one and still have, you know, our working mics going. And then if we are able to change it, then we can switch them around. Maybe even sell them, make some money back to, you know, pay for the repair or whatever. But you know what I mean? Try to find somebody that might have those mics available without having to buy it from China.
N1LU KD2BOR, so don't do any searching because I already searched all out. There's nobody in the United States who carries the mic separate. At least it's listed on the internet. The one I got up here is from AliExpress. It's in China, of course. It's actually sold through Zastone, which is the same company as BYT, I think. They got $26.31 free shipping, but you probably would not get it to January.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap, though. And I can certainly wait till January, because I've still got to order the cord, the same cord that you have, because that one was nice and soft and pliable. That's the one I would like to change on it.
Well, we'd have to find another guy, because I bought the last one that guy had. Right now, I'm up on the site, because I put it as a favorite. I put it on my desktop. It's got 22 hours and 14 minutes at the sale price, usually $29.90. And estimated delivery, 5 to 15 days.
That's for the microphone?
Yes, sir. The one for the TH-9000D.
Not too bad. That's not too bad. Why don't you order it, and I'll give you the money when I see you.
Just got to make sure they take PayPal. I got to go into that and see if they take that.
Is this on eBay, or is this directly to this guy's website?
It's directly to AliExpress. I guess it's one of them companies that sell a lot of stuff. It's being sold by Zastone Technology.
You know what? Hold off before you do that. I want to, I'm going to call Advanced Specialties today. Hopefully he's open today. Tell him, ask him when he's going to get in another batch of CX-333s. And he was saying something to me that he wanted to tell me or give me a website or a link to a company that sells accessories for the TYT. And you know what? I never followed up on it. And I don't know if it's in the manual or not. It might be the place that you're looking at. Who knows? But let me get that information from him. He may have an in accessories for these radios, and then we'll take it from there.
All right, I'm going to be at the shop to a certain time today, then I got to go take a shower and everything to go see the surgeon. This has got 22 hours left, so that would be, what is it, 5? Yeah, he's still got enough to order it by tomorrow morning, so give me a text that there's a local place in the United States before I do this, but I got till tomorrow morning to do this.
All right, very good. Yeah, I'll let you know today. I'll call him. He opens at 10. And I'm hoping to be on the way home by then, so I'll call him from the car, ask him the information, and then I'll text you and let you know. Anyway, I'm here at work. Let me get inside. KD2BOR and 1LU Mobile. Take care, Rocket, and good luck at the doctor's office.
Hey, 73, have a good day. I hope it's a short one for you when you said you might be out of work by then. I think that's one of your five-hour days today, I hope. All right, 73, I'll talk to you over the weekend. I'll wait for your text. And Don, if you're listening, 73, I'm going to get a few things done around here. 82, be alarmed.
WA2ZOZ, 73, guys. And Charlie, I wonder if you're going to get your GMRS.
It's on my bucket list. Just don't know when that's going to happen. Maybe after January. Talk to you later. I got to run. N1LU, clear, 73.
Take care.